were in with me there. This is an album I titled My Own Ignorant Way. And my grandmother used to say, if we came in as little kids and said, oh, I think I'm going to do this or that or the other thing, and she'd look at me over her glasses and she'd say, well, do it your own ignorant way. And I have been doing it ever since, and I took her advice to heart, and it hasn't let me down. And so, as I say, I really enjoy playing with the Irregulars, and we do a really wide range of songs, and as always, I've always sort of gone back to that Carl Sandburg American Song Bag for songs. I have never run out of a love for the songs that I found in that book starting when I was 16 years old. And here's another one. This is called Lord Lovell. It's an old ballad, but as I often did with these songs, I made up a new melody to it, and I really enjoy the story, and I love the I think Artie McGlynn and his wife Nellie Casey also joined us in Nashville for this one. Here we go with Lord Lovell.
Lord Lovell, he stood at his castle gate, combing his milk-white steed, when along came Lady Nancy Bell, wishing her lover good sleep. Oh, where are you going, Lord Lovell, she said. Where are you going, said she. Oh, I'm going, Lady Nancy Bell, strange countries far to see. When will you be back, Lord Lovell, she said. When will you be back, said she. In a year or two or three at the most, I'll return to my Lady Nancy. I'll return my Lady Nancy. Well, it not been gone but a year and a day, strange countries far to see. When languishing thoughts come into his mind, Lady Nancy Bell he would see. Oh, he rode and he rode on his milk-white steed, till he reached fair London town. And there he heard St. Barney's bell, and the people all mourning around. Is anyone dead, Lord Lovell, he said. Is anyone dead, said he. A lady's dead, the people all said, and they call her the Lady Nancy. Oh, he ordered a grave to be opened forthwith, shroud to be folded down, and then he kissed her clay cold lips while the tears come trickling down. Oh, the tears come trickling down. Nancy, she died as it might be today. Lord Lovell, he died tomorrow. Lady Nancy, she died, pure, pure grief. Lord Lovell, he died of sorrow. Oh, they buried Lady Nancy in the old churchyard. They buried Lord Lovell close by her, and out of her bosom there grew a red rose, and out of his his backbone a-bright. Well, they grew and they grew on the old church tower, till they could not grow up any higher. And there they twined in a true lover's knot, red rose around the bride. Yes, then they twined in a true lover's knot, red rose around the bride.
There's the story of Lord Lovell, an old ballad that I made up a new melody to. And in the course of time, you know, we never know exactly what happens to songs when we send them out in the world. And in the course of time, I gave my good friend Ian Tyson a copy of this album. And a good while passed, and he was talking to me, and he said, you know that song, Lord Lovell, on your album? Tom Russell and I have made a new version of it with a modern story about a man named Ross Knox. True story. And I was just really taken by that, that Ian would do that. And so now this song has even more of a life than it had before. And I'll play you Ian's version, and I'll tell you in advance that at this point in his career, Ian had a lot of difficulties with his voice, and you can hear it on this recording, but his feeling and about the songs just overwhelms any technical problems he was having at the time. And I'm happy to say that those problems have gone away and his voice is just as great as it ever was. But his delivery in this case was never impaired. And I find it even more moving maybe than otherwise. So listen to Ian Tyson doing Ross Knox with the melody that I made up for Lord Lovell.
Stood by the round pen gate, combing his buckskin steed. Along came his true love, Lily of the West, wishing her lover Godspeed. Where are you going, Ross Knox? She said. Where are you going, said she. Oh, I have been commanded, a helmet I must wear, I will ride to another country. To the high Sierra I will ride, my love, perhaps the wild Patagonia. But your love will remain in my heart, my dear. So long, Arizona. Part of me that some damn bureaucrat would abrogate a cowboy's hat in rank absurdity. To the high Sierra I will ride, my love, perhaps to the wild Patagonia. And your love will remain in my heart, my dear. It's farewell. Buckskin Steve.
The modern ballad of Ross Knox is sung by Ian Tyson, and the words written by Ian and Tom Russell with a melody from my version of Lord Lovell. So it's just a great confluence of things that took place in that song for me. Personally, I have nothing but the highest respect and love and admiration for Ian Tyson, and it was just a thrill that he did that. So, you know, I have been able to work with a lot of legends. There's no other word for it. And Ian is certainly one of them. And another one is Tom Paxton. Tom is the recipient of a Lifetime Grammy Achievement Award. Not too many of those are given out. And he's had a 50-year career of writing songs that have gone into people's lives. And every so often, Tom calls me up and says, I've got some more songs. I want to come to Nashville and record them. So about this time, that's what happened. And he also brought with him a wonderful, wonderful singer named Ann Hills. I've been a fan of her singing for many years and had never really met her. So this was a nice opportunity to get to work with Ann and hear her up close. And here's the title song of an album that we did at this time. This came out on the Appleseed label. The album's called Looking for the Moon, and here's the song.
My heart is in the mountains while my body's on this train. My head is anywhere but in today. It's cloudy in the city and they say it looks like rain. Got just one side long to hear the conductor say, are you looking for the moon? Would you dance with her tonight? Would you chase across the shadows as she goes slipping out of sight? Leaving common sense behind you for a joy that ends so soon. Rushing through the forest blind, never knowing what you'll find. Looking for the moon. The train is filled with strangers and every stop adds more. We're racing toward the glass and granite walls. While I'm dreaming of my river where the rushing rapids roar, and from somewhere deep inside my spirit calls. Are you looking for the moon? Would you dance with her tonight? Would you chase across the shadows as she goes slipping out of sight? Leaving common sense behind you for a joy that ends so soon. Rushing through the forest blind, never knowing what you'll find. Looking for the moon. Join the taxi line. It's raining now like it means to rain all day. This city has 10 million dreams, and not one of them is mine. So I turn myself around and I walk away. And I'll go looking for the moon, and I'll dance with her tonight. And I'll chase across the shadows as she goes slipping out of sight. Leaving common sense behind me for a joy that ends so soon. Rushing through the forest blind, never knowing what I find. Looking for the moon. Rushing through the forest blind, never knowing what I'll find. Looking for the moon. Are you looking for the moon?
Tom Paxton there with Ann Hill's Are You Looking for the Moon, which was the title of this wonderful album that we did at this time, about 2002. And we had originally reconnected through Nancy Griffith. When we did the Other Voices album, Other Voices, Other Rooms, we did I Can't Help But Wonder Where I'm Bound of Tom's. And then we did a show down in Austin, Texas that was filmed. And Nancy had a lot of the people whose songs she'd done come to that concert and be part of it. And Tom was one of them. And that's when we started talking to each other. We'd known each other since the 60s, but we never had worked together. So that was the beginning of our time, and it still goes on. Matter of fact, I'm doing these shows now in 2014, and we've just finished another album with Tom. So I'm so happy to have this long, long relationship with such a wonderful writer and a wonderful person. And here's a song that Nancy came in and joined us on. I love Tom's, you know, when you really listen to Tom's songs closely, you just can get a real appreciation for him as a writer and the way he paints pictures. And listen to this. This is called Early Snow.
The elk are coming down from the hills each morning. The winter grazing's better here below. The evening sky last night was like a warning. It's cold outside, looking like early snow this morning. It's cold outside, looking like early snow. Every year this town is getting smaller. The kids can hardly wait to up and go. And now they've closed the high school down forever. It's cold outside, looking like early snow this morning. It's cold outside, looking like early snow. Clouds up over the Bitterroot's getting darker every day. As soon as the wind turns westerly, they're bound to head this way. There's been no rain all summer, all the grass is brown. This rodeo is over, this circus is leaving town. Another farming family left the valley. They left last night, nobody heard them go. They left the tractor standing in the hayfield. It's cold outside, looking like early snow this morning. It's cold outside, looking like early snow. Over the bitter roots getting darker every day. Soon as the wind turns westerly, they're bound to head this way. There's been no rain all summer and all the grass is brown. This rodeo is over, this circus is leaving town. Elk are coming down from the hills each morning. The winter grazing's better here below. The evening sky last night was like a warning. It's cold outside and looking like early snow this morning. It's cold outside and looking like early snow. It's cold outside, looking like early snow.
Early snow there, Tom Paxton with Nancy Griffith helping him out. And you can just